Mike, I need a 10cc injection of George Clooney, stat.
Siobhan, what are you talking about? You sound like you're in a hospital.
Yes, I used all those doctor and hospital words because one of the most famous supporting roles that George Clooney has is as a doctor in the famous show ER.
That's right. We're finding out today that George Clooney's big break came when he was selected to play a doctor in this TV show about a hospital emergency room.
Yes, and this show was very dramatic. It was full of drama. You never knew what was going to happen because, if you think about it, in an emergency room, people just walk in and they say, "I have this terrible problem. Please help me." So you can see how this show would be really interesting.
That's right, because so many crazy things happen. You're dealing with life and death experiences, and I guess that was the point of the show, to show the exciting things that happen to doctors every day.
But that's not the important thing that we're talking about here. The important thing is George Clooney, one of the most handsome, most successful actors of our time. Okay, listeners, let's open up our magazines to June 2nd. It's Clooney's Journey in our People unit. Let's read the first part of today's article now. Clooney was offered the role of the charming Dr. Doug Ross, who plays by his own rules. For the next 5 years, he was welcomed into America's homes every Thursday night. The show was a hit, and Clooney's star was rising.
On days off from the show, instead of relaxing, Clooney would do more work. He taught himself how to direct a movie and decided to make a permanent move to the big screen. In 2000, his efforts finally paid off. He won a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay, wow, so we've gotten past the show ER, where he played the beautiful and charming Dr. Ross, to learn about how he started acting in movies. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's jump to the top and start talking about Clooney's early acting career.
That's right. The role that he got on ER was of the charming Dr. Doug Ross, who plays by his own rules. Now, if you play by your own rules, it means you're a person who is not controlled by anybody else. You do what you want to do, and you don't care what other people says. Sounds like a very exciting character, doesn't it?
Definitely. Not only does he get to be handsome and charming, but he gets to be a little bit of a rebel. He doesn't follow people's rules. For the next 5 years, he was welcomed into America's homes every Thursday night. We say he was welcomed into their homes, well, because a lot of people watched the show, and it was always on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. My mom loved this show. She would watch it all the time. Even if, you know, she had something else to do, she would tape it, and so she could watch it later.
Well, I guess a lot of people had that reaction because the show was a hit. If something is a hit, that means it's very successful. It does very well. A lot of people like it. So your mom wasn't the only one. Everybody loved George Clooney, and everybody loved the show. Clooney's star was rising. Now, what we mean when we say that his star is rising, actors as well as musicians are often referred to as stars. Like, we could say that he was a TV star. So if his star was rising, that means he was getting more famous, more powerful, more popular. So he was becoming a bigger success.
Definitely. And so we have him on his days off from the show because even though he's a big celebrity and becoming a star, he still needs a vacation. But instead of relaxing and going to the beach, he would do more work. Hey, that doesn't sound like my idea of relaxing.
Well, that's why he did it instead of relaxing. He did his own thing. He didn't want to relax. He wanted to do his own thing and to work harder. He also taught himself how to direct a movie. Now, a director in a movie, the person who directs it, is sort of the actor's boss, the one who tells the actors what to do. So Clooney decided to move into directing and to make a move into the big screen, a permanent move. Now, what does that word mean, permanent?
Permanent just means it won't change. That's the way it is, and it will never, ever be different. So maybe I can build a shelf to put on my wall, and I will make it permanent by nailing it in so it never comes down. We can also say that he's making a permanent move, so he will never, ever go back to making TV shows, because the big screen is just another way to say movies. So if he says, okay, I am permanently going to the big screen, then I am permanently making movies, so I will never again be on a TV show.
Well, it looks like it was a good idea because we find out in the next sentence that his efforts paid off. Now, if something pays off, what that means is it was successful. It was a good idea. If you can imagine, maybe if you invest some money into something like a certain stock or a certain car, and then it becomes more valuable, so you get money back. It's paying you. It's paying off. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about here, something being a good idea, being a successful choice.
Another great example of something paying off is maybe if you study really hard for a test and then you get an A, you can say, all my studying finally paid off. You didn't get money for it, so paying doesn't have to mean money. It can mean some other reward. In this case, you got an A. But we're talking about George Clooney here, and he won a very special award. He won the Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actor. And Best Supporting Actor is all capitalized, so we know that that's one thing. And it was in this movie called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? This movie is great. It's so funny, and it's actually a remake of a very famous old story, and George Clooney actually sings in it.
That's right. The story that you're talking about is a very famous Greek story called The Odyssey. It's probably one of the most famous books ever written. It was written maybe 2,000 years ago, even older than that. And he won an award for Best Supporting Actor. It means he wasn't the lead actor. He wasn't the one main actor. There were a few main actors, and he won the award for the best performance in a movie of that type.
And I guess the whole thing is that the movie didn't have one star. There wasn't one person who was the biggest and most important person in the movie. There was three people, three brothers, and so all of them were sort of supporting the main character in the story, which would be the story itself. Okay, listeners, let's hear some Chinese explanations now of the first two paragraphs.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 昨天提到 Clooney 呢被选去参加电视影集 ER 的演出。那在这部影集里头 Clooney was offered the role of the charming Dr. Doc Ross。这个句子用的是被动语态，因为是电视节目提供给他的角色，所以呢，他是被赋予这样的一个角色。他演出的角色呢是一个医生。前面用一个形容词 charming 来说明这个医生呢是具有魅力的。 Dr. Doc Ross 后面呢又有一个非限定子句，补充说明这个医生呢，尽管是由 Clooney 所扮演，但是呢，他是有自己的原则的。接下来的五年 ，he was welcomed，he 呢当然就指的是 Clooney， 也就是他所扮演的这个角色 ，was welcomed into America's homes every Thursday night， 每个礼拜四的晚上9点钟播出，跟很多 Clooney 的迷一样 ，Siobhan 的妈妈呢也会把他 tape 起来，如果他没有办法按时收看的话，他会先录下来，然后呢，日后再看。The show was a hit. A hit 可以形容任何成功的电影啊、电视剧啊、唱片、专辑啊等等。And Clooney's star was rising. 这句话在形容呢 ，he was getting more famous. 他越来越受欢迎了。 但是他并不会以此为傲。On days 后面的介系词片语修饰，这些日子是 off from the show， 就是不拍片的时候呢。 Instead of relaxing, Clooney would do more work。一般来说 不工作的时候大家休息，可是 Clooney 相反， he would do more work， 他做什么事情呢？下面有两个动词片语说明，他 taught himself how to direct a movie， 教导自己如何导戏。此外呢， he decided to make a permanent move to the big screen。To make a move to 另外一个地方，就是呢向什么地方移动，后面的受词接的是 the big screen， 也就是大荧幕，指的是电影。 move 的前面呢又加上一个形容词 permanent， 意思是 unchanging， 也就是永恒的，不会改变的。换言之，他下定主意呢要跃上大荧幕去演电影。到了2000年的时候呢， his efforts finally paid off， 他的努力呢终于有了代价。 He won a golden globe， 也就是金球奖， for 后面接因为什么而得奖，告诉我们他是因为 the best supporting actor， 也就是最佳男配角。参与什么剧的演出呢？ Oh Brother Where Art Thou， 这部电影呢是叙述一个 Greek story， 也就是一个希腊的故事，叫做 The Odyssey， 奥德赛。 Odyssey 的拼法是 O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y， O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y， Odyssey。
Okay listeners, don't go anywhere. Sit there with your magazines open and look at these gorgeous photos of George Clooney. Welcome back, listeners. We're sitting here talking about George Clooney and how handsome he is. Right, Mike?
That's right. We're having a great time talking about this very famous actor. And we're going to talk a little bit about his awareness and more of the political side of his acting career.
Whoa, Mike, you're getting ahead of yourself a little bit. Let's just start the third paragraph by reading it through. The huge hit, Ocean's 11, followed in 2001, and Clooney's name was suddenly on everyone's lips. But Clooney knew that fame can sometimes make people think too highly of themselves. On a movie set, he would sit playing poker with Brad Pitt and Matt Damon and thinking how cool his life was. Soon, he felt so guilty about this rich lifestyle that he made Syriana, a film for which he received little money.
For that movie, Clooney put on 16 kilograms in 30 days to play a man who is out of shape and falling apart. His character is a CIA agent who reveals the dark side of the government.
Oh my gosh! 16 kilograms in 30 days? Could you imagine doing that to your body?
That's a lot of weight to have to gain. I can't even imagine how much you would swell up.
It's a lot of weight to gain. Could you imagine losing it? Okay, well, we're jumping ahead. Let's go back to the top, and it says, the huge hit, Ocean's 11, followed in 2001, and Clooney's name was suddenly on everyone's lips.
That's right. There were a lot of famous actors in it. And we found out earlier that if something is a hit, it's successful. Well, Ocean's 11 was a huge hit. And because it was so successful, Clooney's name was on everyone's lips. Now, if you can imagine someone's name being on everyone's lips, it's an expression that means everybody's talking about him. Because if a name is on your lips, it's like you're saying it. You're saying George Clooney, George Clooney, George Clooney. And so everybody was talking about him, and he was very famous.
Yeah, we can say that if something exciting is happening in the news, we can say that thing is on everyone's lips. But Clooney knew that fame can sometimes make people think too highly of themselves. Well, we all know that this is true. When someone becomes successful, maybe they think they are better than they actually really are. They think that they are more successful and maybe even just a better person than other people. It's a really bad thing.
Definitely. Now, this realization came when he was sitting on a movie set playing poker with Brad Pitt and Matt Damon, and that movie set was probably Ocean's 11 because I know that all three of them were in that movie. So he was sitting and playing poker, which of course is a Western card game where you're gambling for money, and he was thinking about how cool his life was, how much fun he was having in his life.
Well, his life seems pretty cool, but he starts to feel guilty. He starts to have these bad feelings like, why do I have such a great life when other people don't? Guilt is a sort of tricky or strange emotion. It's like maybe if you do something bad, like, I don't know, maybe if I stole some money from someone because I was really poor, not that I would do that, but if I did that, I would start to feel guilty. I would think, oh my gosh, what I've done is so wrong. It's these negative feelings that you have about something that you've done.
That's right. It's a bad feeling inside yourself. And because of these guilty feelings that he had about his rich lifestyle, which you can imagine if you're sitting on a movie set playing poker with Brad Pitt and Matt Damon and just having such an easy life, so he felt such guilt about this lifestyle that he made Syriana. It was a film that he didn't receive very much money for making.
Well, he didn't make a lot of money for it, so maybe that helped with his guilty feelings. He said, okay, this movie I know is going to be good. It came out, I don't know, I guess maybe 6 months ago, and it was a really great movie. So he said, okay, I want to make this movie, even if I'm not going to be paid a lot. I think that that's really cool of George Clooney to do.
Well, it certainly would fix that problem if he started making films that he believed in, instead of just working for anybody who would pay him.
Well, his next movie, Syriana, or the movie that we're still talking about here, he not only didn't get paid a lot of money for it, he also put on a lot of weight. Mike and I were talking about it at the beginning here. He put on 16 kilograms in 30 days. If you put on 16 kilograms in 3 years, that would be a lot. Imagine putting it on in 30 days. Your body would fall apart.
That's right. It's similar to how you would put on a shirt or put on shoes. Putting on weight means you're gaining weight. Your weight is increasing. So he put on 16 kilograms. It's interesting you said your body would fall apart doing that, because George Clooney's character was meant to be somebody who is out of shape and falling apart. Their body is not healthy. If you can imagine a car falling apart, maybe you're driving and a mirror falls off, or the door falls off, or the engine falls out. Well, if your body is falling apart, we don't mean literally that you're walking down the street and your arm falls off, but what we mean is your body is not working the way it's supposed to. It's failing you.
Yeah, we say also that it's out of shape. If someone is in good shape, it means they exercise and work out and they have lots of muscles and really look good. Well, if you're out of shape, we can also say your body is falling apart, like it's just not doing well. And if you're that heavy, you're going to have problems with your heart and other parts of your body. But now we're going to learn about the character or the person that he played in this movie, Syriana. He's a CIA agent. Wow, I want to play a CIA agent in a movie.
Well, a CIA agent is an American spy. It stands for Central Intelligence Agency. It's somebody who does a lot of underground, maybe shady, maybe suspect work in other countries. And this movie reveals the dark side of the U.S. government. If a movie reveals something, it shows something, it brings it to light, it makes you understand something. In this case, the dark side, the evil side of the U.S. government.
Yeah, normally when you reveal something, it's something that other people don't know, and in some cases, something that other people don't want to know. But I know what all you listeners want to know right now. What are the Chinese explanations of the third and fourth paragraph? So here it is.
The huge hit Ocean's 11 followed in 2001. 2000年他得了奖，然后2001年呢又拍了一部非常轰动的电影叫做 Ocean's 11。这部电影呢还有一个续集，就是 sequel， 续集的拼法是 sequel。SEQUEL， 续集呢称之为 Ocean's 12。 在这部电影之后呢， Clooney's name was suddenly on everyone's lips， 一样东西呢 is on everyone's lips 呢，就是挂在每一个人的嘴边，表示它非常受欢迎，大家都在谈论它。But Clooney knew 后面 that 所引导的子句说明他呢知道的事情就是 fame can sometimes make people think too highly of themselves. 这里的动词是 make, 它是一个实义动词，所以后面接的这个动词呢要用原形。有的时候呢名声会让人呢太自以为是了，认为别人好像都比不上自己。Clooney 呢是一个非常会反省的人，在一个电影的场景里头呢 ,he would sit playing poker with Brad Pitt and Matt Damon and thinking how cool his life was. 在英文当中如果两个动作同时进行的时候呢，例如这里提到的坐着玩牌，那这个坐着玩后面这个玩呢我们就要用 ing 的形式。举个例子，比方说那个男的呢站着等他的女朋友，那么站着后面这个等呢我们就要用 ing。 The man stood waiting for his girlfriend， 这里呢他会坐在那里玩牌，跟谁玩呢？两个巨星分别是 Brad Pitt 跟 Matt Damon。 坐着玩牌的时候呢，他心里会想 how cool his life was， 他觉得他的生活呢实在是很棒，他过得很开心。可是不久之后 he felt so guilty about his rich lifestyle that he made Syriana。 这句话用到 so 后面加上形容词，然后再有一个 that 后面接上一个表结果的子句，他内心觉得非常的不安，非常的有罪恶感，因为他的生活太富裕了，所以呢他拍了 Syriana 这部电影。为了那部电影呢， Clooney put on 16 kilograms in 30 days。Put on 后面加上公斤数，表示增加了这么多公斤，目的是 to play a man， 怎么样的一名男子呢？ who 后面有一个子句形容这名男子 who is out of shape and falling apart。 一个人 is out of shape 呢，表示他的身材走样了，那么就好像是一栋摇摇欲坠的大楼一样，这个人呢马上会 falling apart， 也就是四分五裂，形容他的身体状况非常的不好。片中他所担任的角色呢是一个 CIA agent， 也就是美国中央情报局的干员。 CIA 所代表的就是 Central Intelligence 跟 Agency。 Who 后面的子句又进一步的形容这名探员呢 who reveals the dark side of the US government， 要揭露的是美国政府的黑暗面。
Let's take a super short break and when we come back Mike and I are going to read today's article one more time。
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. And we're talking about George Clooney. So we found out that his career took off when he was offered the role of Dr. Ross on ER, and then he made a move from television, the small screen, to movies, the big screen, and he started making films like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou and Ocean's 11. He was making these movies and acting in them and also directing, and he was living a great life.But then he began to feel like maybe it wasn't right, wasn't fair that his life was so good when other people didn't have as good a life. So he started choosing movies that he believed in, like this one, Syriana, even though it was more challenging for him.
I think it's really important for an artist to make that choice and say, okay, now I will make movies that I believe in because you know what? You're going to be happier and everyone watching the movies is going to be happier too.Okay, let's read today's article again. Clooney was offered the role of the charming Dr. Doug Ross, who plays by his own rules. For the next 5 years, he was welcomed into America's homes every Thursday night. The show was a hit.And Clooney's star was rising.
On days off from the show, instead of relaxing, Clooney would do more work. He taught himself how to direct a movie and decided to make a permanent move to the big screen. In 2000, his efforts finally paid off. he won a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
The huge hit, Ocean's 11, followed in 2001, and Clooney's name was suddenly on everyone's lips. But Clooney knew that fame can sometimes make people think too highly of themselves. On a movie set, he would sit playing poker with Brad Pitt and Matt Damon and thinking how cool his life was. Soon, he felt so guilty about this rich lifestyle that he made Syriana, a film for which he received little money.
For that movie, Clooney put on 16 kilograms in 30 days to play a man who is out of shape and falling apart. His character is a CIA agent who revealed the dark side of the government.
Okay, listeners, you know what time it is. It's vocab time. Let's start with you, Mike.
Hit. The radio station only plays the most popular hits.
Permanent. Spilling wine on the carpet leaves a permanent mark.
Payoff. Practicing the piano paid off for Tina when she won the competition.
Guilty. Vicky felt guilty after lying to her mother about missing school.
Fall apart. After a series of deaths in his family, the man fell apart and quit his job.
Reveal. The magician lifted his hat and revealed a rabbit. Now it's time for today's sentence for you, and it's on everyone's lips.
Did you know Greg lost 10 kilograms?
Yes, I know. It's on everyone's lips.
And of course, that means everyone's talking about it. Everyone's saying, Greg lost 10 kilograms. Greg lost 10 kilograms. I can't believe it.
10 kilograms is a lot of weight. I know a lot of people who would be really happy losing 10 kilograms. George Clooney, though, is not one of those people. I think that he is always dressed so well, always so gentlemanly, and I can't wait to talk about him for another day. Hopefully, listeners, you're just as excited as I am because we have one more day. It's the conclusion to Clooney's journey. Hopefully, we'll see you then. Until then, my name's Siobhan.
And I'm Mike.
See you next time.